No, I don't make it at home very much. I buy it most of the time from the store.
Okay, well, would you ever say store-bought?
No.
All right. Mm-mm. Okay, what's fried in a deep fat, in deep fat and has a hole in the center?
Donuts.
Okay. Do you have any other name for them, if they're in a different shape? Or they're made a different way?
No.
All right. Let's see. All right, supposing you're making flat things and you make up a batter and they're flat and you fry.
Pancakes.
Okay. Are they always called this?
They're called, sometimes they're called wheat cakes, pancakes. Wait, I can't think of what I want to say. There's another name, but I can't remember what.
Are they always made out of wheat flour, or would you possibly make
them? No, you can make them with cornmeal. You can make pancakes with cornmeal.
And would they still be called pancakes then?
Cornmeal pancakes.
Okay.
You can use potatoes in them.
Okay.
And I guess that's it. Rice pancakes.
Okay. Have you ever made those?
I've made little rice cakes, not used as pancakes, but sometimes I've taken leftover rice and you put an egg in it, beat it up, and fry them just like you would a pancake. Oh. Little rice cakes.
Nice mom about that. That sounds good. Okay, supposing you wanted to go to the store to buy flour, you would say, I went to the store and bought 2 pounds
of flour.
Okay. All right, what do you use to make bread? Besides baking powder, so it comes in a little packet and it's dry.
Yeast.
Okay. What do you call the inside part of an egg?
Yolk.
All right. What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
Okay. If you cook them in hot water, what are they called?
Boiled eggs.
All right. If you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water?
Poached eggs.
All right. What might you call, fat salt pork.
Salt pork.
Okay. Do you ever have another name for it? Like if you use it to fry it with, to boil it with greens?
I think they call it fat back.
Alright, supposing it had some lean meat on it, would there be another name or would you stick with salt pork?
Fat meat is what we used to call it.
Okay.
I won't use it.
Okay. All right, when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
I don't know.
All right, if you eat it for breakfast.
Bacon.
All right.
Or ham.
Okay. What's the kind of meat, that you slice thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Okay. What do you call the outside of the bacon?
Rind.
All right. What's the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Sausage.
All right, what do you call the guy that you buy that from? Did you buy any kind of meat from?
A butcher.
Okay. All right, if the meat's been kept too long, you might say the meat's done what?
It's rancid or it's spoiled.
Okay. All right, after you butcher a hog, or after some people butcher a hog, what might they call the meat that came out of its head?
Oh, goodness. I know, but it just won't come to me because I don't like it. I don't eat it.
Yeah.
souse is one form of
okay.
It. They fix that in a loaf with sort of a gelatin and they slice it and fry it.
For breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
How about head cheese? You ever heard that?
I've heard it.
Is there any difference between that and souse?
I don't know.